我们华人常常会讲说我要办一个 party 的时候，就很多人说那个办你要怎么去形容，就发现说美国人是扔一个派对。
哇哦，
因为我就是现在就想学英文的，我跟人家交流我觉得有话说不出来，这个感觉让我怎么讲体会。
哦天哪，老伙计，这个东西应该怎么念呢？
叫老伙计的
就那种一支枪嘛，以前那种中国的电影去翻译英国。
你 know, 我以为你在说 old turkey。
没有
老伙计。
哦我的上帝呀、啊、
这
句话应该
怎
么
说、
啊、
And if you're wondering the same, then you've come to the right place. 英语任你说。Let's talk. Welcome back, guys. 欢迎回到英语任你说。Thank you for listening. Today, we're going to take our cue from you.最近我们在平台上有提出一些问题 And thank you for those of you who participated in our polls and questions. Thank you especially to 思远 who asked 怎么样用英语谦虚 And so this is a really fascinating topic because it's not just about the language. It's not just about what you say. Because it's also an attitude.因为这个问题它不仅仅是一个语言的问题，它也是一个思维的问题，一种态度的问题。那么中西文化在这里是大大不同的。So as with our last session, today we continue with David as we continue exploring the topic of humbleness. 我们今天和我们的特邀嘉宾 David 来继续探讨西方人是怎么看待谦虚这个 topic 的。So let's pick up where we left off.
I believe one true way to deal with a compliment is to see it from the other person's perspective.
I believe, 我相信, one true way to deal with a compliment is to see it from the other person's perspective. 在这里, to deal with 的意思是对待。那么当别人在 pay us a compliment, 也就是说当我们应该谦虚的时候, one way to deal with it,一种对待这种情况的方法 is to see it from the other person's perspective 是从另外一个人的角度来看待这个情况 to see it from the other person's perspective perspective 就是角度的意思 to see it from someone else's perspective 的意思是说从他人的角度来看一看这个情况也就是说换一个角度来看这件事情
Most of the time, the people, they just want to come to you and they just want to make a conversation with you. And one opener for the conversation is to start it with a compliment, which is one of the nicest ways to start a conversation, I believe. And then you just take it from there.
Most of the time, 大部分时间 people just want to make a conversation. 人们只是想在社交的场合上和你沟通和你交流 to make conversation, 沟通And one of the best ways to start a conversation is by paying a compliment. 那么怎么样来开口呢？赞美对方的话语通常是最容易开场的。And if you remember, Stella and I spent some time on this topic at the beginning of the Lunar New Year. 你如果还记得的话，星辰和我其实在牛年的一开始有讲到过这个话题，就是怎么样夸别人牛。因为赞扬的话通常都是十分好开场的，无论是什么文化背景，这一点是一样的。当我们了解到这一点的话 when we know that maybe the other person just want to start a conversation with us, 那么当我们了解到其实对方或许只是想跟我们讲话而已 we should respond nicely, and then we just take it from there. Take it from there. 他的意思是说走一步看一步。
When a person makes you a compliment, it's also a situation because they don't know what else to say, so they make a compliment, which is also really, really nice.
So here, David got really candid and pointed out a really common thing, which is sometimes people pay us compliments because they don't know what else to say. 那么在这里 David 讲到了一个很常见的一个 situation, 一种状况。也就是有很多时候当其他人 pay 我们 compliment 的时候 it's because they don't know what else to say, 是因为他们不知道应该说些什么其他的。Which is quite a common thing. 这种情况,这种 situation 其实是蛮普遍的。当我们意识到这一点的时候, he goes on to say,
I try not to think too much about it. Mm-hmm. I just try to take it as it is. And also when someone comes to you and pays you a critique, which is not so nice, a not mm-hmm. so nice thing to do and not so nice thing to say, I try also to just take it as it is and not try to think too much about it and one trick.I think that applies to both things, is not to get too emotional about it.
And so it's enough to just take it as it is and not try to think too much about it. 也就是说，通常在这种情况下，表面上字面上我们礼貌地接受这个 compliment 就好，不用去多想。 Try not to think too much about it. 不要多想。 And the same thing goes for critique. 那么同样不需要去多想的，除了赞扬的话，也有批评的话。 Critique 就是说我们哪里做得不足，往往在这种情况下我们也是应该谦虚地接受。 And so, like compliments, we just take the critique and the compliments as they are. Not to get too emotional about it, 不要过于的情绪化。 And not to think too much about it, 也不要去多想。 Whether it's nice or not nice,无论是好话还是不太好的话， not to get too emotional, 不要过于情绪化， and not to think too much about it, 也不要去多想。其实无论是赞扬的话还是批评的话， I believe an important question to ask is where is this coming from, and who is it coming from? 赞扬的话也好，批评的话也罢，当别人给予我们任何评价的时候，有两个问题是值得我们去思考的。首先， where is this coming from?这些评价的价值是什么？它是从哪儿来的？它的分量有多少？ And who is this coming from? 那么这些评价来自于谁？这些人讲的这番话又有什么目的呢？ And you know what? I'm not the only one with these questions. 我并不是唯一一个有这些问题的人。
What is always a little bit odd is when people try to make a compliment to you that it's just not real or just not honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there is a difference between a person who wants to pay you an honest compliment and a person who just wants to say something.
David 在说 what is always a little bit odd? A little bit odd. A little bit odd. O-D-D. Odd. A little bit odd 就是有点不妥，有点不对劲儿。那么 what is always a little bit odd? 什么总有点不对劲儿呢？Is when people try to pay you a compliment that just isn't real or honest.
那么感觉让你有点不自在、不对劲的，就是当别人夸你的时候，这些赞扬的话不真、很假。
It's just not real or honest.
所以夸人的话不能随便说，也不能说得太离谱，因为这样你会让对方感觉到你很假。
And more and more, people value honesty. People value authenticity. So,Your attitude, your honesty will go a long way, more than flowery words.
其实西方的谦虚在这里是可以体现出来的。因为在西方的价值观里，诚恳的态度要远远高出
flowery words,
花言巧语，因为这样会让对方感觉很做作，也会让对方感觉很不自在。这种花言巧语也很容易被人看穿。
And to those few people who pay an honest compliment,I believe every one of us can sense that. With them, I try really to start a conversation because these people, they have something interesting about them.
And what about humbleness? How does that play into the whole situation? So being real is a form of being 谦虚. On the topic of 谦虚, there's still so much to say. So stay tuned and we'll be back with more.
I hope you've gotten quite a few words from our session today. If you liked what you heard here, write us a review, give us a rating, and share it with a friend.
如果你也有想说却说不出来的话，不知道怎么说的话，不知道怎么念的单词，可以在我们的脸书专页上留言，我会在节目里回答。
And of course, remember to subscribe.
记得要订阅关注我们的播客
podcast. We're serving fresh episodes every week. Until the next time.Keep listening, keep making time to do what you love.